Following Dr. Swanson's presentation, Dr. D'Amico presented a case to the panel.
This is the case of a young man. He's 51. Actually, in 2001, when his PSA is 2.1, age 52, his PSA is 2.4, and then age 53, he jumps up from 2.4 to 5.3. As I said, his gland was normal. He has a biopsy. He has a nodule. Half the cores are positive. So 3 plus 4 equal to 7, and 4 out of 6 cores on the right, and 2 of 6 cores on the left, 4 plus 3 equal to 7. He has a left-sided nerve-sparing radical prostatectomy. And keep that left-sided nerve-sparing prostatectomy in mind, Dr. Klotz, because I'm going to ask you about that left-sided nerve-sparing approach, given 2 of 6 cores on the left at the base in particular, 4 plus 3 equal to 7, the nodules on the right. And he has extracapsular extension, node negative, positive margin, and at the right base is where the extracapsular extension is. Pathologically, he's Gleason 4 plus 3. Postoperatively, he's undetectable, remember, and then a year later, he's not quite detectable, but on an ultrasensitive scale, he's measurable. Then he fails at 16 months, doubles every 6 months to a PSA of 1.6 in October of 05. Has some stress urinary incontinence at this point, and is using injection therapy for erectile function. So now we'll go to the first question. Should the patient have been offered postoperative radiation therapy at the time postoperatively with the findings I showed? Extracapsular extension, positive margin, Gleason score 4 plus 3 equal to 7. His PSA is undetectable. I want to get Dr. Klotz first. The left-sided nerve sparing, just your feelings on that, and then your answer to this question.
I think in the average patient who is older, the unilateral nerve sparing doesn't achieve a whole lot. In a 51-year-old, he's, according to the literature, he's got probably a 30 to 40% chance of having some erectile function preservation with unilateral nerve sparing. The problem, of course, in this case, we don't know the percentage of the core that's involved. But if a lot of the core is involved, he's at risk for positive margin on the left side as well. So, you know, it always is a judgment call, a discussion with the patient. It's a trade-off. I don't think they did the wrong thing. The other wrinkle is to do a sural nerve graft or genital femoral nerve graft on the other side, which, you know, small series suggests that it works at least to some degree.